Welcome back to the Sharpen the Sword podcast. Today we are here with Kari. I'm going to let him introduce himself, but we are going to ask him a little bit about what he's been doing here at Adrenaline, what his job is, a little bit about what he likes to do for fun. So we're just going to jump right in. Kari, will you introduce yourself?
Well, hello. My name is Kari Curry. I am channeling my inner cheerleader today because
right.
I am sitting with Andrea. Typically, I'm the pretty monotoned guy in the corner that's kind of weird, but not that weird, but just weird enough.
So, that's what we like.
Yeah, I am a certified athletic trainer. I diagnose, prevent, fix injuries orthopedic and general medical injuries. So I've seen stuff from dislocated stuff. I'll put that back together. Broken arms, legs, ACLs, MCLs, labrums, rotator cuff, whatever you can think of. Hypertension, all that kind of stuff is kind of what I deal with on a regular basis in the athlete. Well, I guess I kind of downplayed it a little bit, but I feel like I do a little bit more than that. You know, that's kind of like my day-to-day. So what I do here at Adrenaline, in the summertime, I always love coming to Adrenaline, and I do act as a coach. Or pretty much, you know, we really try and just develop the overall athlete and just kind of promote fitness as a whole. So that's what I love to do during the summer with my time. I really enjoy working with athletes. And just, you know, any way that I can help the athlete, you know, it's kind of my steez. It's what I do. It's my bag.
And you do this at?
Oh yeah, I do that at Ross High School. So I work for McCullough High Tri-Health right now. And I am the athletic trainer at Ross High School. So
go yeah. Rams.
Go Rams.
Yeah.
The good Rams, not the Baton Rams.
No, the Baton Rams were the first Rams.
The Baton Rams were the first.
You copied
oh, my
us.
Gosh. See,
and you copied us. But I love Ross because I'm from out in Ross. So
I love Ross
that.
Too. I actually feel like when I'm in Ross, I feel like I've been in Ross forever. So the community is really welcoming. They're loving. You know, I even see, like, I'll see, like, people's mothers occasionally for, like, injuries. Mothers, fathers, uncles, teachers. So, that, you know, they're a really welcoming community. And I really enjoy working in Ross and just being a part of that. So shout out to Ross.
Do you drive your tractor to work?
No. So funny thing, I will say that's awesome that you brought that up. So mind you, before I was at Ross, I kind of worked in a kind of like a more of like a college like setting. You know, I just came from NKU. I had worked soccer there. You know, I'm working from people like around the world. Like I'm working with a guy from South Africa to a guy from Ireland kind of wow. situation. So when I went to Ross, one of the first people that walked in my room actually had an injury from baling hay. So I'm looking at his hands. I'm like, dude, I have no clue what I'm looking at here. He was like, yeah, you know, I was just, and he's throwing out the terms. And I'm like, I have no clue what's going on. So like, you see me as soon as I get home, like I'm all about research. So I'm like Googling, I'm like proper technique to bale hay. What are you supposed to do when
oh
you
my
bale
gosh.
Hay? So, you know, we fixed his hands because his hands were like, pretty much like just burnt off, and I'm like, all right, so this is what I, you know, this is what's going on.
This is what your new project is.
New project. So yes, I know a wee bit about farming as of today.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So at Ross, when you're working with athletes, do you work like with specific sports, or do you work with all sports? You do a little bit of everything there.
Yeah. So I work with pretty much everybody. I work with football, soccer, the baseballs, the swimmers, the volleyball players, the tennis players, wrestlers, I call them wrestlers, the wrestlers, any athlete that you can think of. I even see, you know, some occasionally, you know, the band member, performance mm-hmm. arts, so show choir, which, you know, really, they keep me on my P's and Q's and mm-hmm. really keep me on my toes, because if I don't know something about, kind of like something about a sport, I'm forced to kind of learn it mm-hmm. or like, you know, kind of have like a in-depth crash course about, you know, or I have to like read an article about hey, this is what proper technique is. Because, you know, I wasn't a swimmer. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look at me, be like, that guy doesn't know how to swim. So, I don't, you know, I'm not necessarily, you know, the best swimmer. But I could probably give you a really good chunk of, you know, ways to make you a better swimmer, or identifying mechanical disadvantages in a swimmer. So, I work with everybody there. So, even, what else have, yeah, and even, like, when I'm in the clinic, like, I'll see, you know, maybe it's, like, a firefighter, mm-hmm. or, you know, police officer, or, you know, I have, you know, people, the police officers even come, you know, come and say, hey, you know, like, this is kind of what's going on, you know, I'm having some pain here, you know, like, what do you think about it? So I pretty much work with, when I tell you, like, I work with the Ross community, it's literally, like, a community. So
that's awesome.
More, a little bit more than sports. But I do work with all the sports there, too, so.
Yeah, so you got to know your stuff.
Got to know my stuff.
Or figure it out.
Or figure it out, yeah. So, and I think that's what I, one of the things I love most about my job is that no one day is the same. Mm-hmm. So, even the kids will tell you, like, I'll be sitting at a desk, and if there's, like, one person or two person in there, you know, I really get pretty sports specific. Mm-hmm. So, say, oh, you're coming back from an ankle sprain, you play basketball, Kari's going to be in this three-man weave, mm-hmm. and, you know, I'll be out there, you know, shooting layups or, you know, shooting, you know, basketball with them, or say I have a baseball player come back from, you know, some sort of tendinopathy or, you know, even like post-op or, you know, labral. I'll get out there and, you know, you'll see me out there throwing the ball, long tossing. And even when I get home, like, man, my shoulder's killing me. But, you know, I'm really active as far as that, but yeah, I really have to stay up on all that good jazz too. So
that's awesome. Yeah. So as an athletic trainer, I think this is very important, but I want to hear your take on it, like preventative measures, especially in sports and athletes, you know, what people like the kids that come in here. What do you do kind of as preventative measures so that people don't have injuries, or what's kind of your like philosophy on that?
Right. Which is awesome because, you know, you know this, I'm really into just performance as a whole. Mm-hmm. Not even just, you know, the pathology dealing with athletes. So just developing the athlete on a performance level, which, you know, kind of encompasses that prevention situation, mm-hmm. that we look at. So one of my initiatives when I first got to Ross was, to kind of put things or kind of ease our way into, a consistent preventative programming where, you know, me and, you know, we did, the sports medicine combine at Ross where, you know, we brought in dietitians, we brought in, you know, PTs, things like that, and then, you know, myself, we did video analysis, so we're looking at jumping mechanics, you know, we're looking at, you know, really just trying to put things on a quantitative measure where we can kind of see, hey, you know, this is, you know, this joint angle, we can probably fix that with some unilateral strength, you know, and add it to our strength program for football, or, you know, just little things like that, and then ultimately that's going to help us prevent injuries, mm-hmm. because one, we have the information, mm-hmm. two, we have numbers, and then three, we have the knowledge behind how to kind of increase, you know, that performance on that scale. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's something like, okay, so now I know we're weak on this plane of motion. This is what we're going to add to that strength program. Or this is what, it'll look like if we add, you know, proper training, you know, with a single leg tuck jump or something like that, or along that line, and then you'll see that decrease in ACL tears. You'll mm-hmm. see that, you know, it's you know, that's been proven that, you know, if you've been through a jump training program, you know, your chances of an ACL tear are lower. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've done those things at Ross, and even at for baseball, you know, a lot of our earlier kind of knowledge was, we can't lift on game days, you know, we can't have maintenance, you know, it was more geared to rest and some sort of soft tissue mobility. When my guys come in, they know during the week, and even if it is game day, you're going to have some sort of lift variation.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have some sort of high intense arm care kind of situation where you're constantly recruiting, you're constantly encouraging good scapular positioning and stuff like that. And that way, when they get on the field, you know, they don't even need verbal cues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're literally cueing themselves. I think, we've gotten to that point in performance and in science where we're like, hey, you know, this isn't necessarily bad. You know, this isn't wrong. You know, we're kind of taking those things and we're kind of rearranging them and making them, functional to a point where, you know, we can get our guys to commit or buy into lifting on game days,
mm-hmm.
you know, get them, you know, an intense arm care program, you know, intense mobility program, where I'm seeing pictures every single day. Like every day they knew that they can come in, they're going to get some work in, go out, do a run, you know, come in, you know, do a level change, you know, they're deadlifting on game days. And you can see those guys, those high performing athletes really, you know, take their games head on because they're so prepped for it,
mm-hmm.
and they're so strong, you know, within the, whether it be like rotator cuff strong or just being where you are, understanding where you are, you know, on the scapular plane, you know, where you are, you know, where your arm slide is. Like, hey, you know, let's try, you know, fixing some of that, even doing video analysis for baseball and, you know, softball pitches and stuff like that. You know, you can literally fix the things before they happen. I think it just really takes effort.
Mm-hmm.
So just being willing to put in that extra effort to get those guys and girls really moving in that aspect. So, you know, they bought into that, and the program is only going to get, it's a phenomenal program.
Mm-hmm.
We have phenomenal athletic programs at Ross, but to get, you know, the athletes, they have bought into that system where they understand that it's more than just being on the table, doing two exercises,
mm-hmm.
having you get stretched, and then putting you back on the field. So it's, they're literally, incorporating those performance components in their rehabilitation. So
I think that's extremely important, and this will kind of segue into what I want to talk about next, but I think it's hard at like the middle school and high school level for athletes to understand that, you know, it's more than just, if they're serious about their sport, it's more than just showing up to practice and
yeah.
doing that and going home. There's so many different levels, whether it be, you know, trying to enhance your performance through mm-hmm. outside like coaching, like we do here at Adrenaline, what you do with your athletic trainer, nutrition, how you sleep, how you take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All of that plays such a big role. And I think that, like you said, if we can get our athletes to buy into that, then they can really, truly, you know, change the game for
mm-hmm.
themselves and take it to the next level. So now I want to talk about nutrition. My background is nutrition, so I obviously think that that's so important. But I kind of want to hear your take on maybe like advice that you give to your athletes, or maybe questions that they have for you,
mm-hmm.
how you kind of try to tie that into it, because I know that you have like a multi-dimensional approach
mm-hmm.
to all of this.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that.
Definitely, like you said, everything's multi-dimensional. There, if you know, it's almost like a building. If you look at a building head on, like you may only see the front of the building,
mm-hmm.
but you don't see the side, you don't see the insulation, you don't see
mm-hmm.
you know, the back of the building or how it's structured. I think that the athlete is just like building a house. If you
mm-hmm.
if you don't have that foundation on all sides, your house will not last
yeah.
through like a weathered storm. Wow, that was good.
That was really
I literally
good.
Just came up with that.
That was really good.
So,
I like that. Good
yeah,
job.
So,
I was feeling that analogy.
I know. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what it's like. But, you know, having that nutrition piece is almost like your foundation. So if you have really poor nutrition, it's going to be really hard to get you to perform at a high level.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that, you know, on that secondary level, you know, you don't consistently see someone kind of, you know, incorporating that in their programming
uh-huh.
or anything like that, which I'm sure people do, but not at, you know, that specialized level.
Mm-hmm.
So you understand nutrition and you know, on a different scale than what I understand nutrition. So one, I think that in itself is understanding where your strengths and weaknesses are, to a point where, but okay, I know that we need somebody to come in and talk about that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we brought in people from Miami University. They came in and, you know, they talked about, you know, this is what your game day looks like. This is what your pregame looks like. This is what you should be doing during the week. And, you know, the athletes listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
So as of now, we will have a dietetic intern on site at Ross High School. So pretty much anytime athletes come up, you know, they said, hey, you know, I don't know what's kind of going on. You know, I'm feeling sick. Maybe I'm getting lightheaded consistently. Hey, what you're going to go see? You're going to go see, you know, such and such down the hall. Our dietetic intern for the fall would be Laura Stitt. You know, she's really good, really awesome. She really bonds with the athletes. And I think that she's going to do a great job. And she's, honestly, she's so willing to learn that I think, you know, her opportunity will be endless. But aside from that, you know, having someone like that there where the athletes can consistently go to and someone is following up with them on that, you know, and also having that background in pathology where, you know, say you're dealing with somebody that's hypertensive, that's a really good athlete, and you need to keep them going. You know, having that component there, right there, is almost unbeatable. So to have that model where we have someone that specializes, okay, we know Kari can do this. We know such and such will do this. Almost like you're creating your workers to build up all sides mm-hmm. of that athlete. So ultimately, that's what my goal is to change the way that we approach the secondary setting. And, you know, from the looks, you know, so far, you know, it's really going well. But, yeah, so that nutrition piece is ridiculous. Now, I remember we've had conversations about, like, what do you feel about, you know, athletes' lack in nutrition? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you feel about athletes in nutrition? Like, do you feel like they get enough of macros or, you know, like, what do you feel we lack in that community?
I think... at the high school level, talk about that first, like middle school, high school level, I think it's just in general, like you were kind of saying, like there's definitely that lack of knowledge. And I almost wish that high schools had like just a basic nutrition class kids mm-hmm. could take. I remember back when I was in high school, I mean, I had no idea. It was just like I would Google search different mm-hmm. things. And even then I didn't get the best information, which is part of the reason I wanted to study nutrition to begin with. But I think that's such a fundamental piece to sport and just life in general. I mean,
yeah.
Everybody can benefit from nutrition knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So I wish that was more of a piece. I think it really plays such a big role in the performance of an athlete, like you said.
Right.
I think that something that's kind of overlooked is like micronutrient
mm-hmm.
use. So like fruits and vegetables, vitamins, minerals, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see that a lot. I think, especially, I'm thinking more in terms of, like, football players or people who are trying to put on, like, mass and size. It's just, like, whatever thing I can put into my body that's high calorie that I can eat, and, like, I got to put on size,
right.
muscle. And, I mean, somebody could be doing that with fast food, which in some situations, you know, you just want to get calories in.
Yeah.
But I think, overall, like, looking at what, you know, vitamins and minerals are we getting, because those things matter when you really, like, pick everything apart and you're looking for optimal performance.
Right.
Protein, especially in girls, I think that just with muscle building, trying to maintain muscle,
mm-hmm.
energy, you know, trying to get the right carbohydrates, fats in, things that are really going to fuel your performance, especially after like a long day of school, or, you know, you're already sitting in school for however many hours, 7 hours or so, and
right.
mentally that's taking a lot out of you. And a lot of times these athletes have long practices after school where they have this and that.
Right.
Maybe they're coming to a place like here, adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
So fueling that to be able to perform at their best. I think that what Ross is doing, how you said they have a dietetic internship, I think that
mm-hmm.
that's great. I know when we were at Baden, we didn't have anything like that. I know a lot of schools don't. So
yeah.
when I see places taking kind of that approach,
yeah.
I like that. I think the education needs to be there.
Yeah.
I see that now. I mean, with my sport, it 100% matters
yeah.
what we eat, what we're putting into our bodies, sleep, everything. And that's at the professional level. So I think
mm-hmm.
that a lot of athletes, you know, if it's their goal to get there. Start now, start when they're young, figure it out so that when, I mean, there are a lot of people who, you know, entered like the professional level and really had no idea what they were doing and they still struggle with it. And it's almost like it's kind of too late.
Right.
It's in the end, you know, if you're getting to collegiate and professional levels, there are people who are already ahead of it and they know what's up. And if it comes down to it, you know, that could be a deciding factor for why you're not there. So I think being well-rounded at everything.
Yeah, but even I'm thinking, you know, I'm big on numbers and, like, stats and statistics. You know, I put together, you know, I'm thinking, you know, at the end of the year, I kind of look at, okay, what did I treat? How many people did I treat? Mm-hmm. How many athletes do I have? Kind of putting things in a ratio. And we have... Well, at least at Ross, and I'm sure at school it may be more, maybe less, but almost our entire population, or if we cut that in about half, like probably about 47% of the children that go to school are athletes. So if think about if we can impact, like you said, if we can impact or give someone that general knowledge, we're already impacting 47% of the people that go to school.
Yeah.
So if you can impact that, you've taken almost half the school. Giving them that knowledge, they're going to pass that knowledge on, or, you know, they're going to keep that knowledge through their collegiate years. Before you know it, you have a community that's healthier, that's stronger, just based off of knowledge that they've, that stepping stool that they've had as an athlete in high school. So, you know, I get that, you know, this is just a, I think it's just a profession, it's just, a, you know, that general knowledge is just where we have to be thirsty for, and we just really have to get that. And knowledge there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, next question, kind of transitioning out of what you do professionally and talking about what you like to do for fun, because I know, at least for me and a lot of people in this profession, you know, you're constantly with people, you always have to be on, you know, be at your best, know your stuff, talking with people, be thinking on your toes, you're in these challenging situations. So, I want to know, what do you like to do for fun? What do you do in your own time, and what's kind of your way to, like, be off, recharge, do the things you like to enjoy?
So one thing that I've definitely, like, taken an initiative this summer was to fish more. So, you know, back when I was younger, my dad used to, like, me and my dad would go fishing a lot. And, you know, just really getting back to the things that I know I enjoy. Because, you know, at first I did struggle with that life-work balance, just trying to find things constructive outside of work that I know is going to be like, oh, wow, I enjoy doing that. It makes me happy. So hiking, I've done a lot of hiking. Me and my buddy Alex, he was the athletic trainer Ross before me.
Oh, cool.
And we actually, you know, became pretty good friends. We went on, like, last summer we went on, like, a five-day hiking trip where we pretty much hiked through like southern states. So we're
that's
like
awesome.
In the Smokies, you know, in Alabama, in the swamps, stuff like that, and you know, that was fun. So I've done a lot of that just over the past year. Also music. I love music. You know me, I enjoy music. Actually, like when people come to the room or, you know, the clinic or the ATR, I'm playing music. So like I'm like, you need motivation, you know, we're listening to like Eye of the Tiger, we're listening to like Heart, you know, we're listening to Jimi Hendrix and stuff like that. And just my love for music is endless. My mom's actually a really good singer. Yeah, so just that, you know, just giving, whether it be collecting vinyls or just digging, going through YouTube, finding random stuff, or just watching documentaries on music. I love, you know, I love hip hop, rap. So recently just got a new Stevie Wonder record.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, in Square Circle, that's actually one of my favorite Stevie Wonder vinyl records. So just really, you know, taking the time. And a lot of those activities, if you hear, like, those are things that you just do by yourself.
Yeah, they are.
So, you know, like you said, just kind of separating, you know, just being out, whether just, like, you know, not being out, doing whatever, lollygagging, but really doing something constructive that I know is going to make me happy. Yeah, so that's kind of what I'm kind of into outside of clinical and performance stuff.
So, that's cool. Yeah. Tony's going to replace me as his record digging buddy with you.
He's going to cheat on you with me.
Yeah, that's some real BS.
Yeah. I'm just saying, we've gone on record digging day.
I know, and I found out about it later.
So, yeah, we all got to go digging.
We all got to go digging.
It's actually been really nice. Last week was like so rainy and trashy. But yeah, we got to get out here on a good day. He knows all the good spots, though.
He does. That's why I'm like, you just tell me where to go.
Yeah.
I'm showing up.
Yeah, like I'm paying, like I said, like last time, like I'm paying like $20 for a record. And he's like, dude, you should have told me.
I know.
I paid 99 cents for that one.
He knows like all the deals and steals and everything. I'm always like, whenever we go, I have like $60 worth of stuff. And he has like a stack of things. It's like, yeah. Oh, 20 bucks.
$20,
like, wow, clearly I'm not doing this well.
Right. You're way better at this than I am because I'm spending way more than you are.
But it is. It's fun. It's like those things that you can do by yourself, but it's not just like video games or sitting around and watching something. Yeah. You know, you're kind of still, your brain's still.
Yeah. Like, I hate being, like, I enjoy being inside, but if I can, like, be out
and,
like, moving, like, oh, my gosh, that's way better than just sitting on my cheeks all day.
So,
you know, watching
better.
Time go by. But,
yeah. All right, last thing, because this is a very cool fun fact. Kari has two apps, like, on your phone.
Yes, I do have.
So, like, talk about those, because that's pretty cool. That's...
Well, yeah, so I have two apps. Actually, I own a business, KCR Group. App development. I know it's wild, right?
That
Think about
so
it.
So cool.
Yeah, I do way too much.
No,
so,
that's awesome.
So what we do is we do develop apps on iPhones and Androids. So, you know, those apps are in the Google Store and in the App Store. So the first app is actually D9 Emojis. So when I was in college, I pledged, a MPHC org fraternity where, you know, you'll see, like, people step in and, you know, like, just that culture, just wanting to kind of encourage that culture or where we can kind of communicate better within that culture. So we've actually created emojis for those organizations. So,
cool.
You know, you'll see like the boots, you know, the canes. If you ever see me twirl a cane, actually, I gotta bring in a cane. You gotta see me twirl.
What?
So
you
like
have all these hidden talents.
Yeah, like I do canes whirling. So, like, which like if you see me in the clinic, which is funny too. Like every once in a while, like I'll just take like take like a cane that you should be using like for mobility, and I'm just like twirling it. So yeah, pretty much just trying to enhance the way that we communicate within those organizations, or just kind of encourage that culture. But trying to take that culture and bring it like to an electronical. You know, kind of, or just like an electronic like era that we live in now.
Yeah.
So, we actually have a deal with Kappa Alpha Psi. That's the fraternity I'm a part of, where pretty much, you know, we have data from the people that buy the app, and pretty much they utilize our data to help retain members, stuff like that. So yeah, so that's awesome. And then the second app. Our newest app is actually called College Emojis. So, you know, one of the things that we've talked about, or like me, the other people, it's KCR Group. So it's Kari, Chase, Goodson, and Rashawn Brown. Those are my, you know, fraternity brothers, and I actually feel like my real brothers. But we've taken that same kind of situation, except we said, okay, how can we take it from just being this small sort of culture, smaller culture, and put it on a wider scale. So where do you see that culture at? You see it at college? Oh, wait, let's make it college-wide emojis where, you know, you'll see, you know, the Ohio University stickers, emojis. You'll see, like, ACC schools and things like that. And pretty much you can utilize those emojis the same way you would, just like in regular text conversations. So, you know, like, you know, I have two friends that are Duke fans. They'll use the Duke emojis all the way, you know, like it's a big Duke game, and I'm like, oh. And you got the UK friend, and he's like UK, you know, all kinds of UK emojis, kind of stuff like that. Then you have, you know, the football head, the Clemson football guy. He's like, yeah, you know, Clemson football, yada yada. And then, you know, he uses his emojis, but also, it, you know, we kind of use it as a sign of identification. So, say, you know, in your Instagram bio, you have, you know, you know, Andrea or Kari, you know, NKU alum, you know, kind of situation. Then you have that emoji next mm-hmm. to it. And then, you know, people are actually on Twitter, if you, like, put in the emoji, uh-huh. you can actually search how many people are using the emoji.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
So you can see the people, and you can actually connect and network through that as well.
Oh, that's very cool.
So that's really cool. So, you know, app development is kind of our thing as well. And we're just really, we've always been pretty, like, we've always tried to be, like, two steps ahead of the mm-hmm. curve in the game. Pretty much, you know, we've kind of tried to stay ahead of the, you know, ahead of the curve and just kind of be innovative. So yeah, that's really our goal. You know, just find, like, I found people that thought like me, and mm-hmm. we just really just kind of just killed it on that scale. So shout out to those guys and appreciate you. So yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing all of that with us today and sharing a little bit about you. I will link all of Kari's information in the show notes below. And, yeah.
Well, thank you.
Show him some love.
Oh, yeah. Follow me on the gram, on Twitter.
I don't even follow you. Wow, that's
you don't even
rude
follow
of
me.
Me.
See, you know, hey, you know what the crazy thing is that I follow you on the gram.
Really?
So, yeah.
I don't even follow back.
Yeah, you don't even follow me back, which is fine. I wasn't going to say anything. I'm not that guy. But
if you could
follow me back, that would be awesome. Shout me out. Say, hey, Kari kind of knows anything about.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, which is fine.
The truth comes out. Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah, so thanks for having me, and I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk. You know, it's kind of what I want to do more of, too. So, yeah.
Maybe we'll do this again sometime.
Yes, please.
After I follow you on the gram.
After you follow me on the gram.
Today's episode was powered by Adrenaline Sports and Fitness, Cincy Cheer Strength, Andrea Renee Fitness, with music provided by Deadstream. We'll have all the links in the show notes for websites and social media content.